juice pineapples, fresh and local attitude from Lanai High.
Hey, Maestro!
And naturally at KAKU 88.5 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Manuel bringing you Extra Medium, only on Juice Pineapples. Oh, and guess what?
I turned into a girl.
Nah, just kidding. Okay, today's show, I'm going to be talking about Aerosmith, furlough, a school closing, and Father Damien. Well, folks, I got something new today, folk rock. And my favorite folk rock artist is Bob Dylan. So here is Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
You dress so fine, through the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Welcome back. That was Bob Dylan with Like a Rolling Stone. Okay, bad news for everyone. On September 22nd, teachers in Hawaii agreed to 17 furlough days this year. What does that mean? I don't know when those days are, but it means that 17 school days will be cut this year because of our low budget.
Yay!
No, not yay. This is bad. I know it may sound weird for a student to be saying that no school is bad, but I'm a junior, dang it. I'm graduating in 2 years, I hope. I don't want to be behind in any of my schoolwork. This is also bad for parents too. They all have to find babysitters for the children while they go to work. And babysitters are probably gonna cost your parents more money, which is not good, especially during these times. For more information about the furloughs, go to HonoluluAdvertiser.com and search for Hawaii Furlough. Wouldn't it be nice if the schools had more money? Yeah, it would. But oh well, we can't have everything. Next up is Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. That was Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys. I thought it would be nice to have those 17 days back, but I should be glad my school is still up. What am I talking about? St. Joseph's School is closing its kindergarten to 5th grade campus, starting on May. St. Joseph's School has had its elementary campus for 65 years, and now they're closing. However, the preschool will still be running and the elementary campus could be changed to an early education center. St. Joseph is closing its elementary campus because they don't have enough students enrolled. Tuition at the school cost $4,500, and they needed about 92 students to enroll to help the school run. Only 45 students enrolled this year, so they couldn't make the money. Principal Beth Bob Wills says that the school has three major fundraisers every year, but it only made enough to make ends meet. But she emphasized that the school will stay open until May. And the staff at St. Joseph is going to help make this year the best year ever. So now we're going to party extra medium style. Here is Aneurysm by Nirvana on KKU 88.5 FM. And yes, I do consider that as dance music. I am not weird.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was Aneurysm by Nirvana on KKU 80.5 FM. Next up is about one of the most famous missionaries of Hawaii, Father Damien. Who was Father Damien? Father Damien de Wooster was a Belgian missionary who did some work with lepers in Hawaii. You're all familiar with Kalaupapa, right? The leper colony in Molokai that was established in 1869. Well, back in the 1800s, Father Damien went to Kalaupapa to preach to the lepers and help them build houses after the lepers were exiled there by the government. Father Damien contracted leprosy himself and he died in 1889. Because of his charity, Father Damien is widely known throughout Hawaii, and Father Damien is going to be canonized on October 11. Canonization is when the Catholic Church declares a person a saint after they are responsible for two posthumous miracles. Father Damien was beatified by Pope John Paul II after his first miracle was declared back in 1995. Then his second miracle was confirmed in 2008, guaranteeing his canonization. So, on October 11, Father Damien is going to be canonized and become a saint. Hawaii's first saint. That's sweet, right? And I have something just as sweet. This next song. Next up is London Calling by The Clash.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming. The sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected. The wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning out.
Hey guys, it's that part of the show where I talk about bands, upcoming albums, and new songs. Only on Extra Medium's Music Block. So listen up, because
I got blisters on my fingers!
Alright, hard rock fans, have I got some good news for you. I'm sure you're all familiar with Aerosmith, right? Even if you don't like Aerosmith, at least you know who they are. It's the band from Boston with the singer who has the big lips. Just kidding. But seriously, if you are a fan of Aerosmith, then you can catch him at the Maui War Memorial Stadium on October 20. Maui Arts and Culture Center is presenting the concert in the stadium just a few blocks away. But if you can't wait that long, Aerosmith will also be playing in Honolulu on October 18. I don't know where the Honolulu concert will be held, so you're gonna have to research that on your own. But let's focus on the Maui concert. The Maui concert is part of a settlement brought by a lawsuit when Aerosmith canceled a 2007 concert at the same venue at the last minute. A group sued Aerosmith for ticket and travel expenses, and plans for a makeup concert was made for last month. But that concert was also put on hold when Steve Tyler fell off the stage during a concert last month. I know you guys must have been waiting for this moment for a long time now. Steve Tyler has been waiting too. Steve Tyler has wanted to play in Hawaii since 1976, and he says a big mahalo to the fans for making a dream come true. You can say that again. Aerosmith's debut album came out in 1973, so fans in Hawaii must have been waiting longer than Steve has. You can call 242-7469 for tickets. Again, that is 242-7469. So this really is a dream come true. And dream on, because you never know when they'll come true. But enough with me talking, let's listen to some music. Next up is Dream On by Aerosmith. That was Dream On by Aerosmith. Well, this is goodbye, for now. But you can catch the rest of Juice Pineapples every weekday from 4 to 4:30, only on KKU 88.5 FM. And tomorrow's lineup is Ruiz and Sierra and half of Extra Medium. See you there! And to take us off is I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones on KKU 88.5 FM.